right. Once again, if at any point you have a comment or a question and want to share something, just go ahead and star 6, and then you will be able to be heard by everyone, in which case, when you're done, star 6 again. Well, what a delight to have you here tonight in this beautiful summer day. I just got home off the road, so I hear truck sounds and road noise. I drove from Mount Shasta this morning and just got here about maybe an hour and a half ago to go ahead and finish up the last bits of the support page. So I hope you all have access to that. You have it in front of you, either online or in a hard copy, because we're going to be working with it and referring to it tonight. So we continue on this journey with the backside chakras, and it's very exciting because I just got a new tape series or a CD series or a MP3 download from Sounds True with, I'd like to call her my good friend Cindy Dale, but she's an author that I refer to a great deal, especially in relation to the chakra information, and was listening to some additional perspectives on some of the chakras. So got a chance to experience that, and I'll be incorporating a little bit of that information. Also on the drive, I was listening to a great deal of some channeled recordings by an entity named Kryon, K-R-Y-O-N, who's been around really since the Harmonic Convergence in 1987, delivering information. And he's one of the channels that has sustained and has held on in terms of continuing to give information. And there was an interesting perspective that I think is rather relevant to especially this information tonight around the third eye and the capacity to access guidance and have that come in with especially throat chakra and being able to translate guidance into words and then to catch the vision information that's coming in through the third eye, to put that into application in our lives and to begin to trust that guidance and information that comes in. It's really interesting, and in some ways it's kind of revolutionary. In other words, it could very much shift our experience and understanding of what guidance is all about. And it has to do with the oneness frequency that is sweeping the cosmos at this particular point in time. And it's not that it's brand new or hasn't been around, it's just that we are reaching as a result of the movement from the Piscean Age into the Aquarian, we're reaching the vibrational capacity to be able to actually participate in the frequency of oneness, which unites us with one another as divine expressions with a bit of a unique frequency that we have, but we are all coming from the same cosmic soup and this quantum energy. So it's, I don't know if you're starting to feel just a greater connection with the planet, with nature, with life itself, with individuals, with communities. I don't know how that's showing up for you yet, but I'm beginning to see, especially with the work that was done this weekend in a workshop that we did up there on reawakening in the Seattle area, there's a pretty potent connection that seems to be happening between people of like intention, and that's the opening door. But the it's just like as living beings, we're starting to feel these places of historical separation beginning to fall apart, and there just seems to be a greater connection. Even with the people on the road who are being very erratic, I still had to wrestle with my frustrations around some of it, but I was able to pull over way more often than I was on previous trips. So, you know, this great oneness soup, and even if I did start to curse or I started to tell somebody something, I found myself very quickly making another choice, which is really part of the great miracles of these times. But the real point I wanted to say, and I'm making a little bit long-winded about this, and it's that the guidance that we think is coming from angelic energies and teachers is really all coming from a quantum oneness. And what that means is, in a sense, is that the guidance I'm turning to is really my own guidance. And that's all it is. It's coming through my higher self, through my unique frequency of expression. And And the indication was kind of like this whole thought of separation and angels here and things out there is starting to be refined for us to realize that it's just this one essence and frequency that we turn to for our own guidance. Again, it's brand new information. I'm not even sure how to integrate it, but it's very relevant to me, and I kind of don't know how. So I wanted to make sure that I brought it up just so I could spread a sea of confusion over the phone call tonight and then see how that percolates through. Now, I'm hoping I didn't spread a sea of confusion, but me trying to explain it seems it feels a bit confusing, at least on this end. But that's the first bit, and I think I'll be talking way more about this, especially as we move through these calls and then move into starting to look at the rays, the seven rays, and how they impact the chakras too. And that's coming up in a couple sessions. Very excited about starting that. So anyway, as we delve into the third eye chakra, the backside of it, we are realizing, just as a bit of review, and perhaps for those who this is your first opportunity to experience these calls, the idea of the backside chakra is coming through information that was received by Cindy Dale, and the book is Complete Book of Chakra Healing, one of the great, great books on this, the best one I have found, and she drops in the information, and then we're able to go with it on our own and see what percolates through our own guidance. So anyway, the backside of the chakra system pertains to the unconscious self, extended reality. It includes information and imprints from past lives, alternative dimension, other words. I'm just reading a couple excerpts from her book. Once again, backside chakras usually are experienced through dream, mystical experience, inexplicable awareness, or unexplained physical sensations. Backside chakras contain the data stored in the unconscious or shadow self. In other words, paying only attention only to the front side chakra is one way to do it. And this is the way, in a sense, let me say this. My mother, when I was growing up, she was a palm reader. You know, she didn't set up a storefront or anything, but she just did it as a parlor game. But there were some very interesting elements of palm reading. Your non-dominant hand typically is the one that you come in with your template. And the other, the dominant hand, is the one is how life manifests as a result of the choices made. Very often, though similar, the palms and the lines in the palms end up being different, especially and obviously the one as that represents life as it has shown up. I have on one side of my lifeline here an actual separation of the lifeline about halfway through. And I've always wondered, what was that? I'm going to start a new life? Is something going to happen that's going to totally shift everything? But then I look over at the right side of my right hand, and I notice that there's a line has built a bridge between the two sections of the lifeline, so it is no longer a separate lifeline, as if I have actually walked through and navigated through that particular place. And whereas on the template hand, it allows me to have, it's about halfway up the lifeline, and on the actual how life is played out, it's three quarters up the lifeline where the bridge has been built. I don't know what that means totally, but the way it applies to the front side and backside chakra is that in many ways the backside, as we have seen as we've worked with second, third, fourth, the throat, and then now the brow, we're seeing that the backside represents in many ways the template, the information of the purest of guidance, the purest of bits of information that have come in specifically for us and actually through us. And then as they make the journey towards the front side of the chakra, through the spine and through that conduit of energy there, they are oftentimes translated through the energies that we hold on to, the unexpressed, the compromises we've made, the conditions of the chakras, the belief systems, etc., that begin to filter out the purity of the original impulse and the original template information that was designed for us. And part of clearing out the backside is to give us back that capacity to be in clarity and the true information so that we can move according to, in a sense, our divine purpose, our plan, our intentions, and all of that. And so, too, it holds here, especially with this particular chakra, the third eye. The backside is very interesting. And then it's a three-part process that I'm going to get to in just a minute, but I really want to just set a tone and an energy which I haven't done yet. And once again, apologies because I'm a little bit still kind of hyped up from being on the road and driving about 9 hours today, but I feel great, feel very excited. I just saw several outside when I got home. There was a family of quail, and the little ones that were there before I left have grown. And the whole family was there, and they were saying hello in their sort of runaway way. And then as I just looked out a moment ago before the call, there was a mother deer with two Bambi-like little spotted little ones just walking through the yard and just doing their bounding. So those, to me, those are great signs, good energies about the support that we're getting in this oneness soup and how we're all beginning to come together. So become aware of your feet, if you will. Become aware of your own presence. Become aware of your breath. Allow yourself to sink into the frequencies of who you are and let go of anything that might be in the way. I'm going to go ahead and send a few little frequencies through the phone line here, through some rattles that I picked up that are specifically feeling like they are for that backside of the third eye. So just allow these frequencies to move through and bring your attention to the backside of that third eye, if you will. I just put my hand in the back of my head there, and I noticed that just above where the skull sits on the spine at the top there, as you feel your way up with the back of the neck, and then you catch the first semblance of the spine where it starts to go over that ridge. And as you move straight up, it goes over the ridge, and then at least on my head, it drops into a bit of a notch. And I have a feeling that this notch is directly behind the third eye, so I'm going to invite you to go ahead and just begin to explore a little bit back there to see what the framework is for you in that place. And you may find that there are some spots that are actually that will give you information. I find this little indentation, actually it's not an indent little at all, it's a significant place, and I have a feeling that with a lot of heat on it, is a place of great importance in relation to this particular chakra. I'm going to keep giving sound as you just explore that part of you a little bit. Certainly feels clearer, at least on this end. So I'm believing and intending that transcends the airwaves and moves directly over through space and time to be around in your space as well, to create a soft, safe, and neutral space. So just to ensure the safety and to ensure that the vibration is in alignment with you, let's just take that at the top of the page, the Hung Vajra Pei, which is a Tibetan protection chant, and just speak that 7 times. Hung Vajra Pei, 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 Hung Vajra Pei. Apologies, I may have lost track of the number there, but I started to feel that when I said hung, that sound was vibrating directly at that little indentation spot directly behind the third eye on my particular cranium. Coincidence? I don't know. I think it's very fascinating that that would do just that. So I'm called to mind a particular technique that is useful in working energy of the body in relation to the front of the third eye and in the back of the head. And it literally is a process where when you start to feel out of sorts or out of balance, or you're feeling like you're moving into a runaway place where you feel a bit threatened, there's a technique that's very potent where you take your left hand and set it and just set it on your forehead like you're just checking for your temperature, or you're going, oh, goodness. And then you take your other hand, your right hand, and cradle that spot where the cranium sits right on the spine in the back. And so what you're doing is here is basically bringing your hemispheres back into balance and tempering the tendency to slip into the reptilian brain by bringing attention to the front. So it's balancing the front, the back, and the right-left parts of the brain to bring you back into a place of having greater clarity and understanding of the moment, to give you your big picture self back. So in a sense, it's giving you your own vision and a higher vision of what may be going on in a moment that seems to be intense or threatening to you. See, one of the things that seems to happen when we start to vacate body is we lose contact with our greater perspective, and we lose contact with our sight of what is perhaps going on. And one of the tenets that I'm moving on these days is about the nothing is as it seems, because that's just the way life keeps playing out. My first response to life seems to be a little bit programmed by the way things have been for me through my life. And the minute I step aside from that, I begin to see oh so much more. So the third eye, the front and the back, are all about vision. They're the inner vision, the outer vision, the allowance of the vision and the template to come through from the backside, and the vision that is projected on the intention out through the third eye into the world. So it's all of these elements. And so the capacity to stand in our power and our presence in our moments of living is rather essential to being able to maintain the capacity, one, to feel safe, and then secondly, to be able to see the greater picture of things, or to open up to the vision and the idea or the intention that seems to be wanting to reveal itself in the form of what's happening in the moment. I hope that's not getting too out there for you guys, but I don't think it is, but I hope you're getting what I'm saying. And the use of the hands as the balancing, one on the forehead, one on the occipital area of the back of the head there, just brings a real place of calmness and center and allows you to get back so that you can actually pay attention to the guidance, the information, the vision that you're starting to receive, and soften into your moment. So just keep that in mind as a tool that you can use at any time you feel called to use it. Let's go to a song right now. Sorry, my guitar is a little out of tune. Just got out of the car and didn't think to tune it. We go. Let's go down to this song called Taking a Look. Who am I? Who am I? Where am I going? Taking a look at my life. Something inside keeps pushing and pulling beyond to expand, to become what I am, what I am, what I am. Here in this moment, who am I? Who am I? Where am I going? Taking a look at my life. Something inside keeps pushing and pulling beyond to expand, to become what I am, what I am, what I am. Here in this moment, one more. Who am I? Who am I? Where am I going? Taking a look at my life. Something inside keeps pushing and pulling beyond to expand, to expand, to become what I am, what I am, what I am. Here in this moment, who am I? All right, take a breath. What we've done there is we basically set out an intention. By asking this question, we're asking for the original design to begin to reveal itself through the backside of our third eye. Now let's talk a little bit about what's going on there. According to the information that I received through the book, as well as the guidance and some of the stuff that's coming through on the Cryon, as well as just the things that presented themselves in the moment as I sat down to get clear on what I was going to share, as if that's possible, was the realization that the backside of this particular chakra is the place where it's like it's a huge number of golden filaments that come in the backside of the head. All right, and they go to the pituitary, because with the third eye, we're really looking at the pituitary gland that is the essence of the third eye. Now, the physical makeup of the third eye, or it's the esoteric makeup, although it could be both, is that it has a front side, a back side, and an interior portion. The backside, the posterior, is where these golden filaments are coming in. And these golden filaments are essentially the infinite possibilities that exist for you at any moment with an intention that you're starting to formulate. In other words, if I'm attempting to put together what it is that I desire for myself, and I start to think about, let's just say, my own life's work or what I want to be doing in this situation, then immediately from the cosmic soup, from what's called the Akash. The Akash is the energetic form, but it contains like the holographic energy and the holographic information that begins to reveal itself. And the guidance is such that everything that comes in on these filaments is a good possibility and a good fit for us individually, for each of us. It's as if immediately, there's that, it's a car thing where, it's a commercial on TV where you want a car. It's just a whole bunch of cars screaming by. It's like in your mind. And then you want this kind of car, and all of a sudden it's only this kind of car. And then you want this color, and it's suddenly all just this color of the car. Do you follow what I'm saying? So it begins to step down in its filtration process depending on what it is that I am intending, and as I begin to refine my own intention here. So suffice it to say that in through the backside, all this information and potentiality is beginning to reveal itself. What a beautiful, beautiful design. Okay, and then it goes through the backside of the pituitary into an inner chamber. Now, this is one of those inner chambers, in a sense, that's completely empty on appearance, from what I understand. But yet, on dimensional level, it has an infinite capacity to hold information. Okay, here's the really interesting thing that I had no idea about. You know, our own sense of self, our self-esteem, our capacity to value ourselves, to see ourselves as a unique expression of the divine in the I am that I am, expressing as me, those are ways to put it, is often formulated in the lower chakras, especially the self-esteem and the value in the sense of being in foundation and safe in the world of the root chakra, in the capacity to be able to open up and have vitality and have my creativity and my joy and all elements and to feel safe in the world, and then finally to be able to express myself and my power in safe ways through the solar plexus. Now, the vision or the belief system that is influenced by our own moments of living and what we brought in forms a, it's as if it's a template that about who we are as far as our own sense of self and our own sense of esteem. If that is, and that is stored in the interior area of the pituitary. So it becomes an actual filter through which this template comes through. Now, as a template comes through, it begins to interact with our own perspective of ourselves. And if it is compromised and diminished, then these beautiful ideas and these beautiful potentialities are going to be filtered in through our own lack of belief in self, our diminished love for ourselves, any of the woundings that we might carry as far as how we are perceiving ourselves to be fully present in the world or not. Then that becomes the vision that comes out through the third eye that then begins to manifest in the world. I hope you're getting this, because it is, to me, it makes so much sense, and it really gives us a point where we can actually start refining our visions by, and also clarifying our own sense of self-esteem, which we're going to do in a moment through a couple little activities. So just to review that, the filaments, the infinite possibilities come in through the back of the head. These are like cosmic templates. They are the perfect things for us. They are the ideal things that are being pulled forth by our own higher self. They are brought into the interior of the pituitary gland, where they are then run through this wash of our own sense of self. That then is projected out through the front of the third eye as the visions that we're calling forth in form in our life. Once again, if the filter system is messed up, diminished, compromised in any way, then the original template and intention is going to be compromised as well. And the things that show up for us will be right in line with the esteem and the perspectives that we have of ourselves. I'm pretty blown away by that information, because it makes so much sense, and what a beautiful and very powerful design. And because it's the way it's set up, we have the opportunity and the capacity to begin to refine especially that inner area. So instead of working on our stuff and dealing with it from that perspective, even on a lower level, we are now able to intentionally work through this particular inside of the pituitary to cleanse the filter area here. Okay, so how are we going to do that? Well, one is the very fact that we have the information now, and if you're willing to entertain this as possibility, it's a great possibility that by just being aware of it, we can begin to cleanse and clarify that particular area. So that is the one way we're going to do it. The other way is we're going to actually speak our true name. We've done this so many times, but it calls back the original template, our original design, and it calls us back to our sense, not our sense, our place of power. When I speak my name, Mark Stanton Welch, what I am doing is calling myself back to alignment. When I speak Mark Stanton Welch now, knowing that the pituitary could be clouded by my misperceptions of self, my belief systems, my erroneous belief systems, then by me speaking my name, my intention now is to clear these areas of the debris. So we're going to speak our name four times with that in mind. We're just going to do a series of applications in this area just to give it treatment, essentially, is what we're doing. So as I speak my name, you speak your name. We're going to do it four times, and each time it literally is a wash that's sweeping through this area. Now, directly behind the third eye and the comparable point in the back, the pituitary is about 2 inches behind the third eye. In other words, behind the forehead. The third eye, again, it's a ridge right above the nose, the bridge of the nose. As you move up, you go over this little ridge, and then it drops in. Where it drops into the space, wow, just like it is in the back. Ding, goes the light. Okay, then directly about 2 inches behind is the pituitary. Now, if we're going to draw a line straight through the two, right in the middle, from the back side, the information comes in, the template, It filters through the pituitary as it is expressed out as the vision and as the intention. It is to the pituitary itself in the central area of it. We're just going to wash it with our name and the frequency of the I am expressing as you that is pure and clear. So let's do that four times. On the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Okay. Next thing. Let's go down to the feet. We're going to gather some energy here. We're going to just do some cleansings and washes as we move to clear out this inner space of the pituitary gland so that we can have unification between the template and the information coming in as far as the infinite possibilities and then how it shows up as what we actually intend out into the world that calls it forth into manifestation. Go to your feet and go to that Earth Star Chakra about 18 inches below the feet. For those that have been a part of the calls, you know it's down there. It's a plate of energy where through the left side and up through the left foot, the conduit of vibration and power and foundational energy moves up through the left side, sweeps through the body, cleansing and clearing. It's a vibration that comes directly from Earth. We clear and clean, and anything of lower vibration moves down the right side, down the right leg, out through the right foot, into this Earth Star Chakra, 18 inches below the feet, where that energy is then absorbed and used by the planet itself for the highest good of all involved. So we've got this conduit of energy that's running through us now. Now I want you to visualize as it moves up through the left side, it's moving straight up into the third eye area and sweeping into that section of the head front and back, and we have this vibration just sweeping through. Why don't we do it this way? We'll bring it up and we'll visualize the sweeping energy coming through the backside, and it just sweeps through like it's just like water being sent through, like a little bit of a colonic or a cleansing process, sweeps over to the front, and then it moves down the front side of the face down into the neck, and then moves down the right side of the body, so it finds its way over. However you want to do that, I trust your own guidance. But what we're doing is we're going to call forth the cleansing power and the empowering energy of the Earth itself to come up through that Earth Star Chakra to begin doing the additional cleansing and clarifying. So anything that is unlike the truth of your being, as when you spoke your true name there, is going to now be cleansed out and cleared. So what we're doing is we're clearing out the lower frequency information and misinformation, misinterpretations, misunderstandings of who you are as expressed in your own esteem. And those are clearing out of the center of that pituitary area. It's like a chamber. And however you visualize it, it could be just a large space that you could release and clear it out. However that works for you is just fine. So keep doing that, if you will. Okay. We're going to move fast on this because I want you to just keep allowing that and trust that that process is going to just keep going. Now, again, we're going to move now, not again, but we're moving now to the heart chakra. So move to the heart chakra. Now, at the top of the actual physical heart, it isn't that you're feeling the front of your chest. I want you, if you can, just get a sense of the actual heart organ itself within your chest cavity, and you can just get the sense of the physical organ itself. We're going to connect with that on a very interesting and deep level. This is basically connecting with what's called the inner shaman. And as I connect with this, it is also my soul place. It is a place of the love vibration that is manifesting itself through the cosmos in a spherical way into this particular area. So it's a mighty, mighty spot. At the very top of your heart, there is a tiny valve that is responsible. It's not a valve, it's a point. It's responsible in a sense for the timing and for the beat of the heart. This is a very significant point, and this is considered the entry point of the life force into us, and it's got a fancy name to it, the sinoid point or a sinoid valve. There's something about it, and I'm sorry I don't have it. I'll make sure I have it when I send the paper out tomorrow. What I want you to do is the top right, say about 1 o'clock on top of your heart on the right side, You're just going to be aware of that point there. And then I'm going to invite you to have that point awareness. And at the same time this Earth Star is sending the energy through you, you are going to re-access your pituitary gland as if it's a singular point. And you're going to bring a connection between this point on the heart and the point of the pituitary. So you're going to draw a line between the two so that they unify and they connect, and that sends a vibration that's running directly through each of them. What we're doing is we're building some very significant bridges within us. Now, all this time, you realize the gold filaments are coming in through the backside. They're washing through and sweeping through this ever-increasingly clear inner chamber of the pituitary so that the things that start to come up, the intentions and visions that are coming out the front are going to be clear and clarified so that you begin to manifest in alignment with your true being and the decisions that you have made prior to incarnation in terms of how you're going to show up and how things are going to show up with you. Okay, so these things are going on at the same time. Once again, I just invite you to speak your true name, 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. Now, while these things are going on, I'm coming back to some of these chants and some of these songs. So there's a lot going on. In other words, we're being asked to just really get out of our way and trust that there's something going on. My eyes are open wide, my heart is filled with love. I am the perfect work of God. Let's do this together. My eyes are open wide, my heart is filled with love. I am the perfect work of God. One more time. My eyes are open wide. My heart is filled with love. I am the perfect work of God. Okay, this little chant, this little intentional song is unifying the three principles we just brought into play. My eyes are open wide, literally the open in all levels, internally, externally, the visual, actual organs of the eyes, as well as the third eye and pituitary. We're claiming that openness. My heart is filled with love. The point that we just accessed as far as the shaman point, the soul point, the access point for the love vibration and the life force that comes in is unifying with the pituitary and unifying with the third eye. I am the perfect work of God. I am the perfect expression of the vibration of the I am that is expressing uniquely as me. We are claiming this and calling it forth. Go up 1, 2. I'm opening up my heart and my hands. I'm opening up to be that I am. Into my being the universe flows. Guidance is given, new ways are shown. A sweet inspiration, she's taking my hand, she's lifting me gently, I willingly stand. Again, I'm opening up my heart and my hands, I'm opening up to be that I am. Into my being, the universe flows. Guidance is given, new ways are shown. A sweet inspiration, she's taking my hand, she's lifting me gently, I willingly stand. One more, I'm opening up my heart and my hands. I'm opening up to be that I am. into my being. The universe flows, guidance is given, and new ways are shown in sweet inspiration. She's taking my hand, she's lifting me gently, I willingly stand. And so it is, and so it is. So you can see, as we're continuing to open up these elements of us, I'm opening up my heart and my hands. The hands are the actual application of the life force and the divine expression coming through you as you set it in motion out into manifestation land. And to be that I am, if you're opening up to be that I am, in other words, you're calling forth the initial frequency of the I am-ness expressing at you. And into my being, through the backside especially, what we're talking about, the backside of the third eye right now, the guidance is pouring through, the universe flows with the specific information for you as far as these templates, these filaments from which you can choose all of these pieces that are in alignment one way or another with what you are here to be, do, express, experience. Inspiration takes your hand, in other words, puts these pieces into action and allows you then to stand up. The act of standing up is to claim these spaces and to claim these frequencies. Now, all the while, we've got a lot going on here. Now, these particular songs are putting in motion some very specific intentions. All the while, the energy moving up through the Earth Star Chakra on the left side is cleansing and clearing straight up through the backside to the front side, helping to keep and cleanse that channel through the pituitary. At the same time, we're calling in the filaments, these golden filaments, and opening them up to sweep in and through and to enmesh with the ever-increasing, clarified esteem, value, sense. God, it's just hard to put these into words. I think you're getting with the sense of what I'm doing. So these things are going on. They keep moving as we keep adding new elements to it here. There's so much going on that we just really have to surrender and let it happen. So this is what we're doing. Go down to the mid page. There's a mantra, the Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. It is designed to enhance inner and outer vision. In other words, to build the bridge between the front side and the back side through the pituitary. We are calling upon this particular mantra that we're going to speak 12 times. Typically, it's a sung one, but tonight we're speaking it. So, as we do, again, we're enhancing the application of the templates into actual expression into our life. And we're trusting, by the way, that our higher self is orchestrating all of these elements to make sure that what we're sending out through our vision center is completely in alignment with that which is the best for us in this moment in time. See, we're spending no time in actually putting together these visions. We're allowing the great guidance and the great higher self of our own being to formulate the forms of these things that are coming. So we're also exercising trust. We're surrendering to a process that seems to be happening pretty quickly. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. 11 more times. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. 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 Two more. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. And so it is, and so it is. Go right above that to the last 30 miles on the trip, this particular thing started to reveal itself, so we're going to go ahead and use it right now. Clarify my vision. Clarify my vision. Purify my sight. Open up the channel that will cleanse my holy eye. Clear pituitary, now let the I am through. To fill my endless moments with my blessed sacred truth. Again. Clarify my vision. Purify my sight. Open up the channel that will cleanse my holy eye. Clear pituitary, now let the I am through. To fill my endless moments with my blessed sacred truth. One more time. Clarify my vision. Purify my sight. Open up the channel that will cleanse my holy eye. Clear pituitary, now let the I am through. To fill my endless moments with my blessed sacred truth. And so it is. Please move quickly down to the proclamations down at the below, and we'll put into words and put into action some of these intentions that we have been working through energetically. All the while, the Earth Star Chakra is running the energy up, continuing to run the conduit of vibration, cleansing and clarifying anything of lower vibration through the backside of this third eye chakra, out through the front, and then sweeps down the right side back through the root. Back through the Earth Star, through the right leg, back into the Earth. That is all going on. And at the same time, all of these songs are doing information and helping to clarify and cleanse that inner sacred space within our third eye. The conduit, the line that goes between, the connection between the heart and the third eye, begins to infuse the vibration of love into all of our visions, all of our intentions, and all the information that comes in, so that it is of the highest possible frequency to manifest that unified vibration out in the cosmos and out into manifestation. The first one here, we'll do it together. From the divine love that flows within my being, I declare my value, my worth. I am worthy of being loved and of loving others, for I am the creative expression of creation itself, and so it is. One more time. From the divine love that flows within my being, I declare my value, my worth. I am worthy of being loved and of loving others, for I am the creative expression of creation itself, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Please take a breath, if you will. Whew, stuff's coming fast. Boy, move down right below this pretty lengthy one here. We've used it once before, but it is perfect for right now. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusions that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstruct my ability ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that's been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, and happiness, for that is the reality I choose as my own. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. That needs to be said one time only. We are done with that one. Move down below now to an affirmation that says, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from seeing my true worth. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I see and experience only through the eyes and heart of love, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Do you understand that these washes of vibration of these statements are going ahead now and cleansing any of the issues that have been at second, third, and root chakra in relation to our own capacity for our own self-esteem? In other words, anything that is of lower vibration that even contributed in a small way to any erroneous beliefs has been addressed by these statements. And the result of this is that the vibration from the heart moving up the line to the third eye, to the pituitary, is just flowing into that sacred inner chamber and just really putting in there the truth of your being, the perfection that you are, the vibration of clarity that is there that will then seed every intention that comes shooting through from the cosmos behind us on those golden filaments that come in through the backside of the third eye, and then they are fed and nourished and set off in a powerful push forward to manifest into your life. Okay, so all this is going on. Well, why not call forth one of the Ascended Masters to support this whole frequency right here? So we're going to go to Hilarion as the Ascended Master that oversees the third eye and oversees the ray that supports this third eye. I have to find my little bit of... There it is. Okay. So we're going to call forth this frequency to support us. Now, in accordance to what I said at the beginning of the phone call, I don't even know anymore about the calling on Ascended Masters, etc. They must all just be a part of the frequency of the I Am that each of us is. So we're really calling upon our higher self under the frequency of this Ascended Master Hilarion. Hilarion. Calling Hilarion. Hilarion, come forth, Hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Hilarion. Calling Hilarion. Hilarion. Come forth, Hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Hilarion. And so it is. And so it is. So take a breath. Take a breath and just be in your personal space at the moment. We are refining our capacity to see the world as it is. in the multidimensional expanse that it is, so completely filled with the highest good for each of us, that we begin to see only that which is of these frequencies. This is the invitation, that the witnessing now that we have only for, not only for ourselves, but every situation, every person, etc., that comes into our presence is now seen through an eye that is clearer, cleaner, and is filled with an intention that is really about connection. It's about a unification of a vibration that seems to be more prevalent in these times and growing even as we speak right now. And in this frequency, it's a fearless place, it's a place of personal power, it's a place where we feel the access and the power and presence of the earth itself, herself, moving through us to support us. And our visions are clarified in very powerful ways. It seems to be part of a very beautiful design that is waking itself up. My eyes are open wide. My heart is filled with love. I am the perfect work of God. I can't even say it. I am the perfect work of God. Clarify my vision and purify my sight. Open up the channel that will cleanse my holy eye. Clear pituitary. Now let the I am through to fill my endless moments with my blessed sacred truth. I. That is a good phrase to use. I. You can feel the E. When it goes to E, it moves up and it grabs the third eye. And it works with that frequency and brings it down to the I, which is the expression through the throat. I. Let's move down to the imagination, because you can see when this begins to clarify and we have the resistance out of the way, it returns us to the child state where the imagination was completely accessible and available to flood through any moment and give us infinite possibilities and infinite vision to that which we desire to manifest. So let's go ahead and play with that a little bit. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. And with my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. One more time. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. And so it is, and so it is. We activate that part of us and begin to trust it, and it works through exercise. Begin to see things through the eyes of a child and notice the majesty and the beauty in all things and start to see the true vibration that exists out there. And if you don't see it, make it up. That's what a beautiful imagination does. Let's go now to the Heart's Desire song up there, this chant. We're going to call forth the continued opening and the openness of these front to back, back to front conduits of vibration and the continued clarification of that pituitary gland so it stays really clear in this knowing of your value, your lovability, your capacity to be love, express love, to be in love. To stay true to my dream, I must stay open. an unobstructed channel of divine. Persevere, adjust, trust the process, and they saw something better shall be mine. Here is my heart's desire, singing out through me. Universe, direct me to be all I'm meant to be. And so it is, and so it is. You can see the ones that are underlined. You can go online and actually listen to those, at least 30 seconds of it, to help you remember the melody. The other ones, working on new things to get these things into place. We have reached the end of our time, and my, did that fly. It felt like a drive between Mount Shasta and Sacramento. We've done some potent work tonight that I believe, and I'm sitting here just completely open, and I'm really hoping that you're feeling in a balance with this. If it gets to be too overwhelming, you just allow yourself to breathe into it and then just pull back. Just say, hey, slow down here. But I don't think it will, because I just think the way that we approached it tonight was enough to soften our way into it with information, with activity, with intention, with energy. And I think we did some very potent stuff tonight. So I invite you to trust that what we did had a very significant value. In other words, the invitation will often be to slip back and to hold on to old perspectives, old beliefs, old patterns, and all of that. But I'm really believing and experiencing that these old elements are shifting quickly. And the moment we do something like what we did tonight, we just proceed forth. We just keep going. Just keep going as if all of that is no longer an issue, the stuff that was just in place before. I really think it can happen this way. So I'm delighted that you chose to be a part of this tonight. I know it served you on many levels, and I'm just very grateful. We'll be back in July tomorrow. I will send a copy or link to the recording, in which case you can listen to it again if you want to do that. And I will give you the next date for the next one, and it's probably the second Tuesday or third Tuesday in July, and we're going to go ahead and work crown energy at that point. And that will then lead us into working with the seven rays. So we've kind of slipped outside of the chakras, traditional chakras, but I think we're going into some real frontier. Once again, if this speaks to you and it's doing something for you, please feel free to pass it on and invite others to be a part of this, because these new vibrations are what are collectively causing some significant shifts in the very fabric of our lives and bringing this oneness vibe to us. So, man, I can just sit here and talk for hours about it, but I am going to say, that's it. That's it, and I'm so grateful, and really, please do take good care of yourself and your imagination, and know that you are in good hands. So if there are any questions, comments, or anything, I'll stay on for a few moments here, but otherwise, just go ahead, and you can just hang up. Many blessings. Many, many blessings.
Thank you, Mark.
You are so welcome.
This is Kelly. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Kelly.
This is incredible.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I've been feeling like that all week. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason to let it go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. Anyone else? All right. And so it is. We are done now.